This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by private equity leader Holly Buckley. Holly's a lawyer and spends most all of her time in the private equity sector. She's going to talk to us today on a few trends she's watching in private equity. Holly, let me tee up and let me just ask you directly, what are the trends you're following today? What are you watching in private equity today?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. And as always, thank you for having me. There were three things I thought about knowing that we were going to be chatting today. The first is I think there's a really strong interest in digital health. And all three of my trends, actually, I think about through the healthcare lens because that's where I spend my time. But so a strong interest in digital health investments, and that's both by kind of funds looking to make investments, as well as platform companies looking to deliver high-quality care for a low cost. We're also kind of tracking enforcement actions, both with respect to COVID funds and just in general enforcement actions involving private equity investment in healthcare. And the third thing is, it seems that 2021 is going to be a year where we see a fair amount of exit transactions, both kind of being executed and funds preparing their platforms for exit, whether or not the transaction ultimately happens in 2021 or 2022.
And let me ask you about the second issue of regulatory and prosecutions and investigations. Do you expect an uptick in that under a Biden Department of Justice? Or what do you see in that this year, over the next couple of years, really? Will there be more prosecutions, more investigations? What's your sense that will be a more active Justice Department?
I think there will. I mean, I think even during the Trump administration, the Justice Department was certainly spending a lot of time and energy looking at this stuff. And I think that the enforcement climate was down somewhat during the Trump administration, but we actually just had someone from the DOJ join McGuire Woods, who's kind of spent some time filling me in on government enforcement priorities. And I think both in terms of the COVID relief fund funds that were distributed across many different sectors, but a fair amount into healthcare, I think there's a strong interest in ensuring that was spent appropriately and properly, and there's going to be enforcement in that area. But I also think in terms of just private equity investment in general, there is an increased focus in looking at this sector and ensuring that government dollars are being used appropriately. And I think the government is going to be ramping up enforcement in this area.
And let me ask you another question. There's been an explosion in digital health investment, and some of the investors that have done so well, like the Livongos of the world, a lot of other investors invested a few years back and were ready in their own way for when this era happened, where the digital health explosion actually happened, whether it's the Amwell, the Welldoc, Teladoc, et cetera, et cetera. Is it late in the game to be a digital health investor, or is there still a ton of runway so you see just a ton of interest in everything digital health?
I think there's still so much runway. I mean, you look at the healthcare sector as compared to the financial services sector, and the degree of automation and digitization and innovation is just so far behind other sectors, and it's so much more complex. And so I think there's a huge amount of potential. I mean, the pure automation is almost just the ground level, but then you start getting into some of the more exciting things like artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, and then the whole world of data. I think there's just exponential growth opportunity in this space.
Fantastic. The third thing you talked about was exit. Isn't it become the case, because so many of the buyers are private equity buyers, and there's so much private equity money to put to work, even though the slide may scale a little bit to being a little bit more of a buyer's market or a seller's market, do we end up in a spot where there's almost an equivalent amount of money going to work as money exiting, because private equity has put so much money to work, even though there's pent-up demand to get out of some investments?
Yeah, but I mean, I think most of the exits are to other private equity funds. And so, yeah, I think that There's a lot of money that's going to be put to work even by virtue of exits. It's just scaling for the most part to larger funds or funds making larger investments. So I think that's right.
Fantastic. So really, three trends we talked about today, perhaps increased prosecution and investigation, particularly with all the money that's flown out there and whether there's fraud related to it. Second is still early innings in digital health investment. And finally, third, this issue of lots of funds didn't get to exit last year, one of their portfolio investments that they wanted to exit or didn't. And so some pent-up demand to exit some of those, particularly if those companies, you know, are starting to rebound from COVID. But on the other side of that, somebody's got to buy those. And so, and lots of money to put to work still. Holly Buckley, fantastic. Holly heads up, co-heads the Healthcare and Life Sciences group, the large group at McGuire Woods. And Holly, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast.
Thanks as always, Scott. Have a great day.